I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Tomorrow marks the centennial anniversary of America's entry into World War I, and two flags honoring Aggie's service in World War I will return home. We spoke with University Archivist Greg Bailey to learn more about these flags and the history behind them.
There are two service flags that were given to the House of Representatives in 1929 that commemorate Aggies who served during World War I. Those flags will be being transferred back to the Texas A&M University. There will be stored in Cushing Library in honor of the centennial of United States entrance into World War I, which is April 6th.
Okay, and will they stay there, or is there plans to bring them back to Austin?
No, they're going to be part of the permanent holdings in Cushing Library.
Okay, excellent. And now there's a larger original flag that is already on display, correct?
It's not on display. It's also stored in Cushing Library. The size of it is just enormous. It's 12 feet 10 inches by 25 feet, so there's no real good place to have that on display anymore, and it's also in not the best condition. The last time it was on this full display to the public was the 40s, and it got ripped down out of the academic rotunda because wind caught it and tore the whole edge off of it. So it's not in the greatest of shapes. That's why it's not been on public display since 1943.
Okay, and will the two smaller flags, did you say they will be put on display, or they're just going to be stored?
They're going to be stored right now. We're trying to figure out if we can find a way to have them on display for a short bit of time. We don't have stuff on permanent display and over here in Cushing because of the environmental conditions can cause issues of fading of the material and things like that. So we avoid having stuff on permanent display over here.
Can you describe what the two smaller flags look like that are coming back to Texas A&M?
Sure, yeah. So service flag has a red border field and then a white center field. Traditionally, service flags had one or two maybe blue stars on them to represent family members who are serving, but organizations or universities have many more blue stars on them to represent those who served in the conflict on the white field. And then in the very center of that, there are gold stars to represent those who gave their lives. So this one had these two flags that are coming back are going to have approximately 2,200 blue stars for Aggies who served during World War I and 55 gold stars that represent Aggies who gave their lives during the conflict.
And this has been, as you said, 100 years, the centennial anniversary of America's entry into World War I. And as an archivist, obviously history is very important to you. Why should everyone at Texas A&M find this event to be very special?
It'll help transform the university, move the university forward. It's shown a very national light on the college. The university, shortly after war was declared, President Bissell petitioned the federal government to open up Texas A&M as a federal training base, and eventually they were granted that status, and they trained 4,000 U.S. Army soldiers here at A&M in a number of different fields, or specialty fields, because of the mechanical engineering and electrical engineering that were already here with the professors teaching that type of thing. And then there's also, because A&M, its founding as a military school, had a large percentage of their graduates were turned out to be commissioned officers during World War I. And really it shows that early history of what A&M really was a agricultural, mechanical school, engineering, and a military school.
Great. Greg, is there anything else you'd like to add before I let you go today?
I guess the one other thing we're trying to spread the word on with this is with our research during World War I, cover World War I, is we believe we've also identified an additional five Aggies who gave their lives in World War I, so it would bring up the number to 60 Gold Star Aggies from the 49 that are currently recognized.
Thanks again to Greg Bailey, University Archivist at Texas A&M. Tomorrow's ceremony is at 10 a.m. at the Texas State Library and Archives Commission in Austin. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.